Yeah, here we go. You guys ready?
Let's do it.
Wait. Are you? All right.
Family in the house. Hey. Where's your mic at?
It's there you right go. Here.
Okay,
it's
we're
right
gonna here. Do this with the little mics, cause we this week we got the portable mics going on. It get better sound quality once you put it like this. Cause I tested it out a lot.
Did it like that.
We just did a sound check earlier. It was like we can like, eh, can't hardly hear it, but right here is a good sound. You know.
Sounds good.
Yeah, family time. I'm here with some family. We loving it. Look at this. Look at the smile on the face.
And where we at? Where we at, Hendog?
We are filming here live. Welcome back again to the Growing Samoan Podcast. Growing Samoan Podcast. I'm your host, Henry Willie, aka DJ Hen, aka Uncle Hen, aka whatever the hell y'all want to name me. It's all good. Growing Samoan. And we are here filming this episode of the Growing Samoan Podcast in Long Beach, California.
What?
Yeah. And to my right. Is it, if this is my right, to my right, if you're watching the YouTube channel, we have our special guest here today, family member, Miki, okay? Say hi, Miki. What's up, Miki?
How we doing, y'all?
Meeks in the house.
Meek.
And to the right of Meeks, we have Paulo. Everybody remembers Paulo? Paulo from episode one?
Hey, what's cracking, y'all?
Back crackin'? Again?
Back again.
This guy, man, this is the... Everybody know, go watch episode one. This is the guy right here. And episode
two.
I think two, yeah.
Two, yeah.
2 years on. So, you know, we're here just spending some time with the family out here in Long Beach. And it, for all our viewers and listeners, you guys know that I think it was like two podcasts ago, my wife Tala, she's in the back. She's in the background. She's in the house. She's having fun with the family.
Doing her thing.
You know, rest in peace, rest in love. That's why we're all here celebrating, you know, the life of you guys' grandpa.
Yes, sir.
And that's actually a really good topic, too, to talk about because we have to deal with.
Wait, say that again.
And it's actually a really good topic to talk about because, you know, with every single funeral, it's costly, very costly, and it hurts when families have to collide with it. So we're going to dive a little bit into it and, you know, share perspective on whatever we can. So
we're gonna dive into all of that. And I had a vision of making this happen down here because this is raw, real, organic, real life. This Growing Samoan Podcast is for you guys, just like what we're doing right now. A lot of you families, you watchers and listeners can relate right now. When you have a loved one pass away, you do the ceremonies, the funeral services, and then you do the burial. And after that, you know, we have little meetings, and then we just have a good time and celebrate. That's what we're doing right
yes,
now.
Sir.
That's how we
yes,
do
sir.
It. That's how we do it. So we're going to dive into it.
We're going to dive right on into it. And what I was talking about earlier was when the few episodes ago, it was a very, you know, heartwarming episode for my wife Tala, and it was a main topic that a lot of us can relate to, a loved one passing away and in our faith going upstairs to, you know, to heaven, right, to be with a lot of family members and ancestors that have passed before us. And while she was down here spending that time, two episodes ago, you guys can watch that, she was telling me about another family member that she was hanging out with, which is Miki right here. And Miki has been on the same page of this financial education shit that we love preaching about and talking
Amen.
About.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I said I would love to have Miki on the podcast. And did you wanted to be on it too, right?
Yes, I did.
But you know she's so busy nowadays
but not busy enough to listen to every single episode the moment I found out.
Oh, thank you.
That, you know, my uncle had this podcast and I had to know everything about it. So I did spend the time, whether I was getting ready for work, you know, going about my day, driving in the vehicle, you know, wherever I was going, I took the time to listen to the podcast because I was super intrigued to know exactly how the Samoan community is about to, you know, evolutionize right now.
And you know, if we could add on to that, what was the start for you in your journey to, you know, understanding that you wanted more in life? You know, if I may start with that.
So our special guest here today, we have Miki, and like Paulo said, yeah, let's talk about that. And before we talk about that, just tell the viewers a little bit about your background growing up. You know, just a little bit. No, you're good.
No, not a problem. Not a problem.
Go ahead. All
right. So I left the house when I was 17 years old. I had to figure it all out. I had no mentor. I had nobody to rely on except for myself. 17 years old, ended up copping my own whip, my own car, or my own place, my own job. At a point in time, I was working three jobs at $8 an hour just to, you know, make ends meet.
Hold on right quick. I'm going to clip this right here for you.
Oh.
Because you are our special guest.
Okay.
And then me and Paulo are going to share this other mic.
Okay.
There you go. Bam. Okay. That'll work.
Okay. Mic check 1, 2, 1, 2.
So you're at 17? At 17?
Yeah. So, you know, we always want to be that independent person without the parental guidance to try to figure it all out. But the main thing that I actually ended up learning myself is, in order to succeed, you must seek out the mentorship in order for you to adapt, evolve, and to push forward, because you need to see some type of hope that no matter what type of grit or hustle you're going through, the hurt, I ain't gonna lie, it's gonna be painful. It's gonna be painful. You're gonna go through the treacheries of your own personal development as well as trying to keep up with your bills and life.
You know, I liked what you said about you know, basically just the fruit on the tree.
Right.
You know, you wouldn't want to ask somebody who doesn't have fruit on the tree for advice or right. anything like that. So.
Yeah. Plain and simple, you wouldn't ask a fat trainer at a gym
right.
to pretty much train you up so that you can lose weight, get that cut, you know what I mean? Like to get that fitness in your life. But if you look at your trainer and he got a big ass beer belly, like, are you really gonna pay him $180 every 2 weeks to get fit? No, of course not. I'm gonna seek out the person who has literally fire, that financial independence, and who's on their way to retire early, because on the sheer fact of they've paved the way. Why am I gonna make it harder on myself by trying to quote unquote figure it all out?
I like that.
Humble yourself out. We do need guidance. And
sorry, how you doing?
We're good. Yeah. This is
Talon Gomez.
This is Talon Gomez.
Hey,
say
how
what's
you
up
doing?
To the Growing Samoan podcast.
Oh, Growing shit.
Samoan podcast. Yeah.
That's just a mic.
Say oh, awesome. I thought that was a.
This is a lovely family member here, a friend of the family.
And, family friend.
And he came to celebrate the life of life. Gramps.
Yes.
So, indeed. Yeah.
Indeed. Love you, Grandpa.
And there's a million more people in the background.
Yes,
that,
sir.
You
yes,
know,
sir.
This is just. Yeah, this is
a
fun right.
Be a little traffic.
Right.
Be a little traffic.
Right.
Coming
so bear with us. Because
this is how
us.
We do it on this podcast. Raw and rugged.
So, please continue.
So with the foundation of fire, the foundation is the sheer fact that time is going to be our biggest currency, not money, not any type of bills you got to pay.
Exactly.
Time is our biggest currency that we must cherish. And this is why you must prioritize anything in your life. Schedule it out. You have to schedule it out.
So before we go on, so fire, what Miki was talking about, a lot of, I don't think we really discussed about it. Explain to them. The acronym of FIRE, F-I-R-E. What does FIRE mean?
Financially independent and retire early.
That's right. Financially independent, retiring early. And that's something that a lot of us polys have never even heard of.
Mm-hmm.
But this is something that me and my wife have really, really dug into. And like Miki was saying, you gotta get this information from people who've been there and done it. And we've done the same thing. You can't get it from, you know, somebody who doesn't know nothing.
Right.
You got to get the information from people who have paved the way, just like you said, paved the way, and you just get the information from them. So Miki is part of that fire movement, that fire community.
Absolutely.
So go ahead, dig in on more of that.
So long story short, throughout my life, it took me 11 years to figure it out.
Wow.
The point of the podcast is to really condense your time out. It's like reading a book. It takes 10 years to write a book out. It takes you 2 weeks to read it. So let's take advantage of the fact that we can really utilize that time wisely.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be mindful of our time. It took me 11 years to figure out the FIRE movement, change the mind shift, humble myself out the fact that, you know what, I do admit that my constructive criticism, it has not been edible.
Preach it.
It has not been edible. It's almost like fast food, take it out your diet. You know what I mean? Like, take fast food out of your diet. Same thing with blaming people and everything around the world. Blame your boss. Honestly, take responsibility for your own actions.
Uh-huh.
Make a move and let's take action.
Take action.
Take action.
That was actually the first podcast that we were talking about, mm-hmm. too, taking action. Mm-hmm. And to kind of add on to that, with the FIRE movement, there's different avenues of how to do it. There isn't one specific way, mm-hmm. but you'll see that there's different streams that you could, you know, get influenced
Absolutely.
By to,
Absolutely.
You know, whatever you are comfortable with and with what you're willing to compromise. So, you know, there isn't one way to do these things. You just have to grind it out, you
so
know.
The only way that this is going to work, and I'm gonna preach this 110%. The only way that this is going to work is you must allow yourself to be vulnerable. Allow mm. yourself to be vulnerable mm-hmm. and also forgive whatever mistakes you've made in your life.
Yes.
Do not hold on to it, because all you're going to do is trap yourself.
It's just extra weight.
Do not trap yourself.
It's extra
yourself.
Weight.
So if you want to be free, break free of the cage that you created for yourself unknowingly.
Preach it.
So how do we do this? Forgive ourselves for the mistakes, our phobias, our fears in our life. Realize what you want, what you need. Grind out, take action, and don't stop. Put your head down and grind. Don't stop until you get it. See the results.
You know, a lot of people do not know how to conquer that fear.
True.
And give the viewers and listeners a little advice of how you were able to overcome and conquer that fear and take action.
So I'm gonna be real, extremely vulnerable right now, and I'm gonna do it right now. You know, pretty much for our people and for the city. All right, I'm a gay lesbian that pretty much has a bunch of tattoos. I've lived in white country town. You want to talk about adversity? I've lived it throughout my whole life. Every negative thought that I've had in my head was put by somebody else. It was never organic. It took me 11 years to figure out the FIRE movement because I had to figure out my own clarity within my own self. And that personal
right.
development, I had to figure that out and dig myself out of the trenches.
So, you know, with that adversity you had to overcome, what was one of the biggest challenges you had to face, and what would you... You know, how would you say that you overcame those challenges? Because I'm sure they're very difficult.
Absolutely.
Wait. Before you get in there. Damn. Damn, listeners, viewers. This is real life talk here. We don't beat around the fucking bush on this
Absolutely
podcast.
Not.
Because we know how hard and painful it is growing up.
Right.
And this story right here, for all you listeners and viewers that can relate, OMGZs. This is for y'all. Zante Heezy's. Go ahead, continue.
And also, just the fact that you were able to push through with all the stigma that comes along with the, you know, everything that, you know, with the community.
Yeah.
It's very admirable. So
very.
Please continue.
So I really had to lock down my self-awareness as I walked throughout life. No matter what type of community I was running through. I lived in Montana for about 5 years. I lived even in California. You could be surrounded by a sea of people but still feel so lonely.
Why?
And that's on the sheer fact of that darkness within myself grew bigger and bigger because I never forgave myself for something that was never my fault. It is not my fault in the position that I'm in. The moment that I was more acceptance of myself, I became more powerful. More powerful beyond belief. And the moment I did that, my confidence skyrocketed, my personal development got deeper, and on the sheer fact of actions reflect leadership. I can show you pages upon pages upon pages of journals that I have for the past couple years that I have documented my trials and tribulations.
And you were also married at one point too, so that was probably another obstacle, or, you know, it doesn't have to be an obstacle, but you know, another part of life that you had to put into account for, correct?
I was.
Now, you were also married. Did you want to get into that?
I do. You know what? Absolutely. We'll get into that real quick. So I was married to a Palangi out there in Montana. Mm-hmm. So plain and simple, never judge the moment. Whether it's good or bad, never judge the moment until it's actually fully through and you seek results. So, long story short, we ended up getting married and we grew apart. I wanted to grow more and she wanted, we basically wanted two different things. So what I did is I looked at currency. What is our most valuable currency, which is time. Am I gonna spend time with someone who doesn't respect or understand the same views or is on the same path as me, even though yes, we did get married. But I took the jump to leave because on the sheer fact of I choose to love me over the acceptance of somebody else to show love to me. No matter what, I'm always gonna be number one. Not to be boastful, I'm not gonna boast on myself. But in order to prosper within my own adversity, I must love myself first, regardless if it was me even my wife, who we did not seek eye to eye.
And you know, it's very proud of how far you've come, you know, and with your journey, because it's amazing how much power and willpower that you have to overcome those things.
Well, you got to really put in a perspective of whatever perception that you have through your eyes. You can have this, the same two people, you can have me and Paulo right here look at the same exact thing but see two different things. Why is that? We have two different perceptions, right? So as we go through our life, we must respect that peer aspect, because if I have him, if I base myself on him loving me, I'm never gonna be happy. My perception of me loving me, there is nothing anybody will ever say to me that will ever knock me down off my throne. Yeah. To know that for a fact that I am number one in my life, that self-love is so pure and so hard. That's where my forgiveness of myself comes in. That pure love, that self-love, I forgave myself for something that was never my fault. And then I also forgive myself for the stuff that was my fault.
Right.
We are only human, but at the same time, if we stay there, if we stay in that shadow, we stay in that darkness, we become addicted to it.
So if I could add on with your wife, did she have the same mindset with the fire movement as you did, or was it something that you know, there's maybe some odds or opposites that you guys had to
in the beginning
through? Yeah, that was the same question that I was just about to ask.
Absolutely.
You're on the same page, dog.
Great minds think alike,
right?
Absolutely.
Great minds think alike.
Great minds do think alike.
Sing that.
And
yeah, yeah, song about it.
Let's do that. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, honestly, pay attention to your spouses. I mean, no matter what, there's always going to be a foundation, but you have to really decipher and depict the fairy tales. Sometimes a lot of the thoughts that's in our head are not organic through us, and we decipher it through lies to justify our realities. At first, yes, we were on the same fire movement, but throughout our time as we were growing, she got scared. She got scared.
Okay.
She didn't want to dig deeper within herself. She didn't trust me anymore because she felt like she didn't know who I was. She said I talked different, I acted different. I wasn't the person that she married. As for her as well, she's not the person that I married because she made broken promises too. As far as growing,
there's a lot of, you know, the podcasts I listen to where they talk about marriages and how it's very difficult for one spouse to try and explain to the other spouse that has no education or isn't really on the same page.
Right.
And some of them work out, some of them don't. But that's the real life situation of it all. Right. That's why this podcast is.
Real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Listeners, real quick, I just want to state this. Like, I don't want you to think like all of a sudden I got married and then like we were not on the same page and then I gave up. Plain and simple, emotionally, physically, spiritually, everything about me I gave to her consistently, no matter what. I gave her everything of me. There wasn't one part of me where I never wanted to make it work. I dug through the trenches.
Right.
She's the one who gave up on me as I still wanted to push through.
Right. And, you know, ideally in every single relationship, there's a spender and a saver.
I'm gonna tell you this right now. She spent every dime I had.
So we know who the saver is, everyone. Look. Mystery is unfolded.
Plain and simple. You want to talk about a little housewife? Look. I paid for everything. I bought her a car, got her a house, I got her a dog. I paid for everything in the house. I cleaned. Right. I worked 17 hours a day, 7 days a week. This was my grind because I wanted to get out of the trailer that we were living in Little Miles City, Montana. I wanted bigger things. I wanted a bigger life.
Amazing.
And so y'all was in the trailer.
Yeah.
In Montana, that's normal everywhere.
Yeah.
And me and Tala digging into the real estate world and
live below your means.
Yeah, live below your means. And when I looked at the mobile homes, you know,
very cheap.
Very cheap. And a lot of families have to go that route, but not a whole lot of Samoan families or Polynesians because we don't know. We don't even have the information for that.
True.
And we could save a lot of money. If we just were just knowledgeable about, you know, what kind, how much money you can be saving in a mobile home.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
And just to add on to that, there is a stigma that is attached to that as well.
There is.
You know, like, oh, society says we need to have a four-bedroom house, two-bathroom, and that's just not in everybody's means, not in everybody's budget, you know?
Also, in my perspective, is like this: mobile homes is mainly Palangis. And if
you try to say, Henry,
I'm trying to say, like, our mobile homes is the hood, straight up. Like,
man,
you guys did it right. You guys did it right. You know what I'm saying? So,
but a lot of the mobile home communities are all elders, 55 and up. That means you have to be like 55 years old and up. And then there's family, you know, mobile home communities where they can save up. Trust me, I was digging into it because I was like, man, I need to save some money. This rent is killing me. And when I looked at mobile homes, like, damn.
Right.
You know, but the thing about what I learned is investing in mobile homes is very tricky. And so me and Tala chose to choose a different route, which was not to invest in mobile homes, in which our next investment is looking into, like, a multifamily house, which we'll get into later down. Right. But
oh, we'll get into real estate.
That's why I love you on the podcast. We can relate. We can relate. And there's a lot of listeners that can relate.
Multiple streams of income, baby. Multiple streams of income. Don't ever create that invisible ceiling for yourself. Absolutely not.
Because there is no ceiling.
You are not limited. I don't care who tells you what. Listen to my voice. You are not limited. There is no ceiling. And when you say sky's the limit, as cliche as it is, like, believe in it. The thing about belief is, no matter what, you're right. If you think that you're a POS, then you're right. If you think that you're a warrior, then you're right. Believe in yourself. If you think you can get out the hood, then get out the hood.
Exactly. And, you know, with society, you never want to go with the masses. This is for sure. You never want to go with the masses because then you're just a follower. What we need is more leaders in our community to stand up and look for that education that can get us to the higher level. So, you know, I really appreciate you coming out here and, you know, talking about your experience because, you know, I'm going to use my house for an example. It's 1,100 square feet. Principal is about $389,000. Pre-approved for $405,000. And with mobile homes, they're easily at $100,000 to $150,000, $160,000. And mind you, society will tell you, no, you need 3-bedroom, two-bathroom house, but
white picket fences,
red door.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
And a tire swing.
Blah blah in the yard. So, yeah, that's all.
Something like that, right?
Right.
But at the same time, it's whatever you choose the journey to be. It's your story, you know, just your story, definitely. And this is why we have to share it.
Yeah.
Right, Han?
Yeah, you gotta. Look, y'all, when the first episode came out, and I told you this guy right here, this guy, we had plenty of talks. This young Samoan man, he put on his tie, he marched into these banks, and he laid the smackdown on these bankers and said, look, I'm looking for a house. This is my credit score. Don't fuck with me. I know what the fuck I'm talking about.
And I know where you live.
Yeah.
I know where you work at.
Yeah. And they looked at him like, oh man, this kid doesn't know what he's doing. He marched in, and this is the stories we talked about. He marched in there and he laid the smack down. And he got this house, this home that all the entire family is here to share with.
I'm proud of you.
And not worry about nothing because there's a family house. Not too many Samoans have what's called a family house.
Right.
And we talk a lot about that in our podcast about wealth.
Right.
Wealth is pretty much passed down from generation to generation. Now, us Samoan, Pacific Islanders, or whoever you may be, you might not be Pacific Islander, you might be somebody else that listens, but if you can relate, if you come from a different country and you come to the United States of America, you have no wealth. There's nothing you have. This young man right here has a home here that he can call his own. And he did it the right way. He didn't, you know, get screwed over you know, some dirty real estate agents that just trying to make some money. Okay. He said, no, I need something that'll be efficient, cost efficient, and that can work out for you.
Right.
And now we're all here celebrating. Hey. And my point is not too many Samoans, Polynesians, have a family house. I'm one of them. In my stories, I said on a podcast, we moved, and when I grew up, when I was born, moved from Hawaii, from the LA, all the way up and down the West Coast, you know, and now we're, you know, in Seattle. And we're still renting out houses and apartments. But financial education has changed that mindset where me and Tyler are like, we know how to, well, actually we did buy a house and we did lose it because we weren't financially educated. And that was during the housing bubble. So
real quick.
Yeah, but yeah, there you go.
So what I really want to touch on the subject of following and leading. Now, there's going to be a process. We can all be leaders, no doubt, of course. But in order to become a leader, we must become really good followers.
Yeah.
Very true.
Throughout the 11 years that I've been on my own doing my thing, I've created the 5 cycles throughout my life to where it can be beneficial to become a great follower, to build into becoming a great leader. I've actually...
And you said 5 cycles.
Five.
5 cycles. Five. Could you list them out for us?
Absolutely. So there's 5 cycles of growth. In order to reach whatever goal, commitment, vision that you have, and it starts becoming, you got to become a follower in order to become a great leader, because actions reflect leadership.
I like that.
Now, the first one is learn before you do. You want to talk about learning before you buy a house. You want to talk about learning from your experiences. You want to talk about becoming financially educated in order to make moves. Nobody wants to just drop money. We're not gambling.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing things precise. We're doing everything premeditated. That's where throughout my life I was a knucklehead because I thought I was a constant leader. In all reality, I needed to humble myself and become a follower and follow the people who are leaders who went through the same path that I want.
Like that.
That's step one or two?
That's step one.
Step one, okay.
Step one, learn before you...
Learn before you
learn do. Before you do.
Learn
step
before
one.
You do. Nice. All right. Number two is experiment to discover what works. Now, not everything is going to work for you because in our reality, we're all unique. We're all humans,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Everybody's in different situations, different financial situations, education, family situations. Everybody is unique.
Mm-hmm.
Experiment what works through like, don't wilden out. Like, do within your means. Don't do something according to Paulo or Henry.
Or like, don't keep up with the Kardashians.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Plain
I don't think I can.
Nope. Yeah. Go your pace. Go your pace. Plain and simple. Go your pace. Know your limits, but at the same time, don't be comfortable with your limits.
Yeah, I like that.
Number 3, perform and get your results. So the moment that you figure out whatever vehicle, whatever path, and also what type of support group that you do have, rely on the proper leaderships that's not going to take advantage of you. Rely on the fact that you do have proper support, because family is, of course, everything. But at the same time, we only know what we know, right? We have to expand our minds.
What was that again? Perform and
get results.
Perform and get results.
Now, when I say perform and get results, of course, that's going to be together, because you can perform But at the same time, don't let or don't be discouraged by not seeing things instantaneously. This isn't Netflix where you can just automatically just click on something and you get it.
It takes time.
Right. It does. It takes time. Time is precious.
Even Netflix took time.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, that's a whole nother thing.
I remember when Netflix was in the... Well, back in my day,
remember when it was mailed out?
It was CDs, DVDs, out, right? Yeah,
it has grown exponentially. I mean, Jeff Bezos started in his garage.
You know, I just want to mention that every single Netflix CD that I got in the mail was scratched. So Netflix, I just want to let you guys know that you guys got better. Right. Just saying.
But Netflix, if you want to be a sponsor of the Growing Samoan,
please. Growing Samoan, Growing Samoan podcast, please.
Right on. Okay, and that was step three.
Yes. Number four, embrace the struggle. Just because it's hard doesn't mean it's not worth it in the end.
I love
That's where you have to perform to get results. It's going to come with struggle.
I love that.
You have to push through because nothing is worth it if it's easy. If it's easy, then obviously everybody would do it.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Right.
But if it's something of the one percenters that are prospering and living the life that they want on their terms, on their time, and they take that all back and leave it for legacies, wouldn't you want that for you and your legacies as well? Embrace the struggle.
I just want to know, have you guys ever watched Cool Runnings?
Yeah.
Basically, in what she said was, praise be the journey, or praise be the journey. That was pretty horrible, but I just wanted to throw that concept out there.
No. That's a good one.
Cool Runnings, man.
Talula.
And the last one is thrive. The fact of the matter of we are not patient with ourselves. We want to go 0 to 100 real quick without putting in the stripes, putting in the grit, putting in the work. We always want to be thriving, but we skip the steps. This is why it's a cycle. Think about it this way. You want to talk about Grammys? Grammys only last for a couple hours, but they were grinding for years to create that type of clout for what? To get the Grammy. Mm. And that's anything of whatever successful, whether it's a trophy, a promotion, anything throughout your life that you feel victory, it only lasts for 1% of your life.
Isn't it funny that with the more Grammys you have, the more money you have?
I don't know.
I'm not rich.
Keyword. supposedly that's the kind of the concept of, you know, winning a Grammy with the numbers, you know.
It depends.
Grammys are the music.
Well, yeah.
Music awards.
Well,
music awards. So,
you know, they can actually charge more because they have two Grammys, or I could charge even more if I have four Grammys. Right. You know what I'm saying?
It's
depending on who's the signing artist or who's your producer and all that stuff.
I know Grammy nominated people in the Polynesian community. I think Jay Bug was one of them.
Was he?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. He was like and okay. I remember I was like, oh, word up. Right on. Big ups to Boogie.
Was it this song?
I think it was,
Let's do it again.
Boogie was up there in Fiji. He was there, they were all, because they have little sub awards in the Grammys. Like, they have the, whatever you call it, international awards. Mm-hmm. And then they had that one for like Island Reggae or Reggae. And Boog, he was not Grammy nominated. That's for music, right?
Yeah.
So he Grammy nominated. I might be wrong, but I think I might be okay with this one. Y'all Google it right quick.
Yeah, there's Emmys and Grammys. I'm pretty sure Emmys are for movie stars. Yeah. Grammys are for music stars.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, so it's possible.
Right. Google it.
In order to get there, now think about it this way. I mean, I'm assuming that majority of your listeners are adults, right?
Yeah, because, I think episode one, I was cursing like a mug.
Hey.
And I said, well, this is a financial education podcast, so I don't think any, 5-year-olds are going to be tuning in. So.
And it's raw and organic, too. That's what, Hen had originally wanted it to be.
Right.
Yeah, because I'm a grown-ass man.
Hey. Now, me, I like to write, I like to jot down my thoughts just because I got so much running through my head. So I'm going to go through a couple more things.
Go right on here. Go right ahead.
Please.
I'm going to go through three things to lead to one of my favorite quotes. One, create new choices with new behaviors. Now, think about it this way. What is the definition of insanity? It's doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting a different result. But then all of a sudden we want to blame our bosses for our misfortune. We want to blame our family, the neighbor across the street for all our misfortunes. For what? But we have made the choice. And I told him this thing. The biggest thing that God's ever given us was the power of free will. You have the choice, but you allow somebody else to take that power from you. Why?
Or yourself. You know, you can trick yourself into believing that you can't do it, because if you believe you can't do it, well, guess what? You can't.
Exactly.
And if you believe you can do it, well, guess what? You can.
Power of belief, baby.
You know?
Number two is, new behavior is new experiences. So if you're scared of asking the question, you're going to be definitely scared of the answer. So buck up and quit being a pussy. I'm just saying, like,
word up.
Like, if you are your biggest asset, not your car, not your house, and not anything else, not your job, you are your biggest asset because you can create currency. You can create income. You can create experiences with you and your family. Number three is, of course, new experiences create new emotions. We're always going to be scared of the unfamiliar.
Right.
Check this out.
I like that one.
Look, plain and simple, with new experiences and new emotions, as long as you trust your growth, your trust yourself with new growth,
mm-hmm.
and you're going in the right directions, trust your true north.
Yeah.
Because, plain and simple, who's in your shoes? You.
Yeah.
Who's paying your bills? You. Who's leading your family? You. So why are you gonna let somebody else depict whatever you say or your actions? So this is the quote that I love the most, is knowledge is of the mind, but experience is for the body. What is the definition of a long-term commitment? It is emotion and information. It's like how you feel when you're 9 years old and, you know, you got in trouble for doing this one thing. You never did it again because you got either beat up or you got in trouble for it, blah, 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 plain and simple. Emotion and information.
I have this saying that I heard, and I love it. It's a quote, is when your emotions are high, your intelligence is low.
True.
Yeah.
True.
I just wanted to share that. And it's true. Because when I get hot, I'm a dummy. I turn back into a caveman, you know?
Right.
Fight, crush, crush.
See, but that's why we can't judge the situation, right?
Right.
So if we were to sit there and all of a sudden we wild out because all we do is see red. But if we were to have that common sense to just sit back, assess the situation, whether it's good or bad.
Correct.
Don't ever judge it, because even though it was a great situation at that time, 3 months down the line, it was probably the worst decision of your life. Oh. And you didn't even know it.
And you know what's crazy? There's different types of, you know, there's IQ, you know? Your IQ, you cannot change that. That whatever you are born with, you will have for the rest of your life. And it'll deplete slowly over the course of your life. However, EQ, which is emotional intelligence, is a way for you to connect with people.
Absolutely.
And when you have that EQ versus IQ,
right.
that is way more valuable, because the skill that is, in my experience, the skill that is most valuable is the skill to be able to handle people. You know, Dale Carnegie, he was the one that got paid a lot of money because he was able to deal with people. Because, you know, nobody wants to, you know, be in negotiations. Yeah. Nobody wants to, you know, bend or fold.
Yeah.
But there has to be some type of compromise. And if you know how to, you know, deal with people, well, guess what? That's how deals are struck.
Right.
That's how industries are built.
Yeah.
You know, and
that's my weakness.
What is?
I mean, what I was saying was that's one of my weaknesses is, well, that I had to overcome dealing with people. Even till today, because if you're watching a YouTube video and you see me coming into a joint, the first thing is, you know, and it's nothing against people. It's just when you're going to judge a book by its cover regardless, because that's human nature.
Right.
So
they're
running away from me when they
see
I'll whip out the whole sleeve right now. Like,
the tattoos, you got to pull out the sleeve.
Instantaneously,
you know,
you want to talk about not judging within the moment, right?
Right.
You made a very valid point. Honestly, I'm a huge introvert, plain and simple. The other job that I have with my other company involves me. I have to really communicate with people that are not within my comfort zone, because they're not my family, they're not my friends. They're basically strangers. So I want to tell you an example that what I did. So my whole life, I've always either been in management with Walmart. I was a welder. I was working in warehouses. I was in Nestle Waters. I was plain and simple. I was a grunt worker. I was that grunt horse that worked hours upon hours upon hours.
Right.
I ran as fast as my feet would run. So because of the new job that I know that will take me to new heights, being an introvert, talking to new people, it made me cringe. So what I did is I actually ended up getting a job to where it forced me to talk to people that are complete strangers, and I get paid for it.
Wow. Wow.
Explain to our listeners what explain to our listeners and viewers what an introvert is.
It's a mental block within your own mind of a fairy tale that's not real, because fear and phobias are so apparent and real that we don't know what's reality versus maybe, I don't know, a mist in your life that's
fantasy.
Faint. Let's say fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Reality and fantasy. Honestly, I might think like if I meet a new person, they're judging me. In our reality, they just really want to know what I'm saying.
Mm.
But in my head, that's where I'm like, oh man, they over here thinking I'm stupid for like trying to, you know, spit something to them. Plain and simple, nothing is really as bad as you think it is.
But I love,
you want to talk about an introvert? That's where it is. Nothing is really as bad as it really is, but we feel it, and our intuition and our gut feeling are correlated, and we think it's congruent with our mentality of, I'm just an introvert, I'm gonna make an excuse of, I'm just gonna walk away. You know, like, let's stick it out. And that's one of the things within myself of my phobias is talking to complete strangers about being financially independent.
Okay.
Now, not just talking to strangers, it's talking to strangers about becoming financially independent. Everyone's gotta know this.
Mm.
We have to put the ball back into our court, right?
Right.
We have
to,
because otherwise we're gonna go back in the perpetual cycle in the system and leave it for legacies and our grandchildren over and over and over,
right.
And over and over and over and over.
Correct.
But we can stop that.
We're stopping now.
Right.
We're starting it right now. We're stopping it right now with the podcast.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, all it takes is one start. And since we talked about introvert, we might as well kind of explain what an extrovert is. So, Hen Dog, I'm gonna hand it off to you.
So, introvert, I had no clue what that was, but one of my sons, you know, me and Tyler call him an introvert, and that's the tall one. You know what I'm talking about. And I love him to death, but I'm so thankful your definition and your explanation, because you said you're an introvert, but you overcame that. And there's probably a lot of Samoan families that are like, oh, introvert. That means like, what is this word introvert? They don't know, but that means they're shy. Like to me, like that's the shy one that will never come out the room, that doesn't hang around people. But thank you for explaining that. So a lot of people can, you
Absolutely.
Know, use that to help them out in their families. Now, extrovert, that's you, motherfucker. You the, you the open person. You the one that can walk into
the
a bank
be
with
on
a tie.
Your right now.
You, no fear whatsoever.
Yeah,
and
I've never done
I'm,
this
look,
before. I'm like,
gonna
I'm
buy
nervous
this house.
Being with a mic on my shit. Hey,
you want to know what's funny? I'm actually an extreme introvert. I'm an extreme introvert.
Okay.
I value time by myself.
Uh-huh.
I need a lot of time by myself to think. And, you know, depending on the crowd that I'm around, I will vibe with it. But, you know, just like Mickey, I have to take steps to conquer that and understand where I'm comfortable with my introversy and my extroversy. And in my journey, what I've learned is the most successful people know how to do both.
Mm.
They know how to do both. That balance is
Absolutely.
Very critical to success, because, you know, you don't want to be super introverted, you know, or you don't want to be super extroverted, because it's not very practical. It's not very practical at all. But the people that are most successful know how to do both. They know how to do both. That's just that balance.
Let me touch on that real quick. Now, for everybody who's listening and you're trying to figure out whatever your map is, you guys need a map and a key to get to whatever destination you need to get to. The point of being a great follower, to become a great leader, figure out who you can idolize, mimic, and pretty much do step for step what they did. They paved the way. You know, if it's not us, I mean, it could be Tony Robbins, it could be Gary Vaynerchuk, it could be Grant Cardone, it could be anybody. Figure it out. But you have to ask the questions to receive the answers that you want. Otherwise, if you're static, but you're mad, that's your fault. Figure it out. Who you going to idolize? Who you going to follow to become that great leader you want to become?
And I would like to add on to your point. And what I'd like to say is, never answer your own questions.
Oh yeah, don't do that.
Never answer your own questions.
I like that.
You know, because you know, the same mind that got you to where you are now will continually leave you where you are now.
Definition of insanity.
Exactly. You know, expecting different results.
Exactly.
You know, doing the same thing, but it, most importantly, never answer your own questions, because you can't trust your own mind to be honest with yourself. Because there's a difference between mind and heart, right?
Well, check this out. Think about it this way. Your mind is a constant defense mechanism over and over and over. Your mind's always going to try to protect you by creating fairy tales that's not real.
Right.
When you have reality and fables.
Right when you wake up.
Right
when you wake up, your mind is...
In your head, the RTA in your head, the moment that you wake up, is where it's so vital.
Vital.
You want to talk about my schedule. Everything in my schedule is mapped out by every hour, by every half hour, and every in the beginning of the day, it's so front loaded with myself and my personal development, between my journaling, my reading, my phobias,
nice.
And everything putting down. Everything is so front loaded, because no matter what I do in the beginning of the day, it will really set the trajectory for the rest of my day. Nobody can tell me anything different throughout my day, because my armor's already set.
Booyah. That's what we preach is win the morning, win the day.
That's what
we preach on a Grow Some More podcast. Win the morning. And we talked about that too on previous episodes, where you want to wake up, whether it's, you know, motivational videos, audio, whether it's yoga, whether it's meditation, prayers. You want
to
win the morning.
Yeah. If you
don't win that, you're screwed.
Yeah. You have to rewire your brain. That's the thing. That's the hardest thing to do right now. It's not trying to get the promotion for your job. It's rewiring the thing of the foundation that has been set since we were children. And
you know, that's actually a book.
What's that?
Rewiring Your Brain.
Rewire Your Brain. I read a couple chapters in there, too.
Oh, okay.
It actually, you know, states a couple facts about how to rewire your brain. Yeah.
Books.
Google it. It's actually a really good book to look up. Rewire Your Brain.
If your why is big enough, if your want is big enough, rewire your brain to create the foundation to create your vision. That's the hugest. That was grammatically terrible.
No. Please. I totally understand what you mean, because it's these things are vital.
Yeah.
Correct.
So if your kids are your biggest why, if yourself is your biggest why, if a new legacy is your biggest why, then why wouldn't you grind and eat shit for the next 5 to 10 years to create decades of legacies and create that foundation for grandchildren and babies, aunties and uncles to come?
Yeah. Maybe that's our next podcast.
Oh, man,
what is your why?
Well, the what, I love that. I learned that a few years ago. Simon Sinek. Sinek.
Yes.
And
he was the number one guy that pretty much created that saying.
What your why is.
And it went viral way back when he started it, and it just caught on.
I was going to say 2002.
It was 2002?
It popped out, yeah.
Sinek.
He was doing...
And that hit home. Yeah. Watch YouTube videos of Simon Sinek and...
Don't be watching stupid videos of cat videos.
Well,
I get
caught up watching cat videos. I love.
There's got to be a balance. There's got to be a balance.
You got to balance it out.
Honestly, work first, play later. All right. If you want what you want, if you want to make a change, but you're sitting there on IG all day and you're lost for like, I don't know, till 3 a.m, but you haven't done anything for yourself.
Right.
Then you're never going to go anywhere.
True.
That, what is the definition of insanity?
You gotta balance it.
Exactly.
Expecting different results. Exactly. I just love the fact that you knew who the author was for, you know, my why, because not many people talk about it, and not many people know about it.
Tell them we'll put it on the show notes too.
Yeah, we'll put it on the show notes. Simon Sinek, Knowing Your Why.
And the five, what do you call them?
And the five.
The growth cycles.
The five growth cycles as well.
Yes.
Yes, please. And it's just fantastic. Just. this group that we have here, very highly intelligent individuals, taught by experience and intellect.
No, too highly. You two are too highly. I'm a dumbass.
Oh hell, no. Hey,
you better stop.
Okay, hold on.
You better stop.
So this is
you better grow your Samoan. No.
This is another subject I really want to touch, and I actually talked about this with my brother. Be very mindful about what you tell yourself. Hen, you are not a dumbass. I really want you to be very mindful of what you tell yourself, because the product of what you believe, no matter what, you're right. If you think you're a POS, you're right. If you you are a warrior, you're right.
That's
if
true.
You think you can believe to get the fuck out of the system, then you're right.
You can do it.
But if you constantly tell yourself and have excuses and blame everybody else, then what's the point of having free will? That is...
It's just going to take you down and down and down. You got to keep the positivity.
Right.
Everybody has that side in your brain that you have that one thing. Oh, man, I could do this. Oh, what if I did this?
Follow it.
You know, follow it. And then you have the other side is like, but if I do this, this is going to happen, and I can't do it. Well, what about
if
that?
Your mind's a defense mechanism. Yeah. Don't listen to it.
So you
got
to choose the positive side.
You ever play that mind game with yourself sometimes, almost like along the lines of like when you're at work, and you know you got like 3 more hours to go, but you're like, man, I'm super tired. I'm exhausted. I got a lot of stuff outside of work that's like really racking on my head. But
every day.
I got to finish it, right?
Every day
at
work.
If you can
every
do
day.
It at work and get paid for building someone else's dream, what about doing it for your dream working 10 times harder?
Yeah.
Because it's more worth it to build your dreams versus someone else's.
Exactly.
Be very mindful of that self-talk.
Yeah.
It is crucial. It is just as crucial as time being our currency.
Yeah.
That right there is gold.
Time is so valuable. It's so valuable,
and
you know.
It flies.
Like that.
It flies, and then it's gone. You can't take, so you can never take that moment back. That's why I always say, never judge the moment. Because if you wild now and all of a sudden you do something that you regret, then you have to figure out how to forgive yourself to move forward, or you're going to dwell on that and just boast.
And you got to
do that.
Yeah, and you got to move forward because, you know, life is
going
to hit you.
Keep it going.
And you're
going
to fail, you know. But if you don't know how to overcome those failures, then you will never learn. That's the best thing in life is to fail and overcome it, because then you're going to learn the real fucking shit that life is all about.
3 things. Fail forward, fail often, and fail early.
Oh, say that again.
Fail forward, fail often, fail early.
Fail forward, fail often, fail early.
Has a really terrible relationship with failure, because on the sheer fact of what we have been brought up to never fail. We never bend, we never fold, but at the same time, in order to grow, we have to fail. It's almost like working out. We have to shred that muscle out and keep going, keep pushing, and we have to build that by consistency. Even though we fail, all right, so what's his name? One of the presidents.
She said she had fun. Is he an author?
Benjamin Franklin. When he was doing his experiments and everything else, he said that I didn't find 10,000 ways to fail.
Yeah.
I found 10,000 ways that didn't work.
Oh, Thomas Edison.
Thomas Edison?
He fixed the light bulb. He created the light bulb, and that's what he said. He said, I didn't find... Say it again.
10,000 ways
10,000
that I failed, I found 10,000 ways that didn't work.
That didn't work.
So
and he created the freaking light bulb.
In the 1900s.
And that was his quote. His famous quote.
Yeah. So one of my other... All right. So you guys have... I know you guys have heard of Mark Twain. My favorite quote from Mark Twain is, the two most important days of your life is the day that you're born and the day you figure out why. And that really... It resonated with myself because my adversity really put blame on not only myself but my world.
Mm-hmm.
And then I figured out, like, I was born for a reason... And then I also figured out why. Why? I wanted to be that person within my own community to show people that you can do it. And I mean, plain and simple, I don't have it all figured out, but I'm figuring it out. I'm on my way, and my journey is my true north.
It's the journey.
I am going to be that example. Give me a couple years. I will be patient with myself to give myself a couple years to show you guys down the line. We'll have another podcast, and you will see the growth. I'm never going to quit. Why? This is my why right here. And why I got kids. Why I've got family. I've got legacy. There's just.
And the one thing I love to preach on the Growing Some More podcast. Here they go, rough, rugged, and raw.
Nah, you want to talk about raw?
How we do it. Yeah, how we do it.
It's all family though. It's all love.
Hey, but nothing ain't perfect, man.
But what I was gonna say was that's the one thing I love to preach on the Growing Some More podcast is there is a community, but it's very small. And I always encourage people to start your own podcast because this is the new thing. And this is the easiest way for you to voice out your opinion. And it can reach thousands, millions, you know. And people in our community, they need to hear it. Yes. And I remember we were talking about a podcast for you.
Yes.
So, you know, when that happens, y'all,
we're going to collab.
We're growing. We're growing some moments right here.
Right.
Think about it this way, y'all. You are a product of your own environment. If you want to hang out with knuckleheads, you want to hang out with people that ain't got nothing, you want to hang out with people that blame all the time, you want to hang out with people that's living basically in poverty, then you're going to live in poverty. You want to hang out and be around and plug into people that are prosperous mentally, physically, emotionally. Like, I'm just going to say this plain and simple. Plug into those people. Don't be scared. Like, don't truly plug into the people that are smoking weed every single day and don't have a job and living at home and living off their parents. Like, quit hanging out with the knuckleheads. Figure out who's building legacies and latch on. Latch on, don't ever let go.
So, hold on. Paulo's going to say something. But I just want to let you guys know that this was, you know, the real deal. Thank y'all for being on the podcast. And I know, right, this occasion, we came to celebrate the life, you know, of grandpas. And I've been through a lot of funerals, but this is something that I want to get out to the listeners and viewers. And not only that, it's the time that we all can get together in the Polynesian community.
Absolutely.
There's not a whole lot of time that we see each other.
True.
But when it comes to funerals, it's automatic.
Wow.
You know, funerals even more than weddings.
True.
And that's why it's like, you know, what more better way for me to get the voice out? I wanted to get Mickey on. Yeah. I got my man Paulo here again.
Yeah, real quick. I haven't seen the family in about a decade. I've been gone for about a decade. And you want to talk about time. You want to talk about family.
Yeah.
You want to talk about really being brought together by funerals. But we're about to make the transition into becoming more than that, which me and Paulo will talk about that later.
Look, on your podcast.
Yeah.
Right? And on your podcast.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I've only been in town for the past 3 months. I've been to 3 funerals. Every single month I've been in town, I've been to a funeral. So,
you know, it's beautiful for you to say that because, you know.
Come on. This is what I was trying to get at.
Oh, my bad,
listen,
my bad.
People. No, because I just totally spaced out. Listen, listeners. You guys all go to funerals. You know the routine. Boom, boom, boom. We love you guys. You know, after that meeting, family meeting, everybody celebrate, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you do the same. We do the same old, same old. This is the fucking first time, I think, in history that there's ever been a podcast of Samoans discussing about real life topics.
Okay.
Celebrating at a funeral. So I think we're making history, y'all.
Yes, I think we are too. I believe that.
And I love it. 100%. I love it because this is what everybody needs to hear.
Evolution, baby.
Growing. Exactly. We need to grow.
And you know, to add on to everything that, you know, Mickey and Hendog was talking about is the power of association. You know, whether it's good or bad, you will follow. And there's a concept of, you know, take 5 people that you hang out with, right? And I think so. Sorry that, you know. But take the 5 people that, you know, you're closest to, and your income is probably around those 5 people that you hang out with the most. So the power of association is affected negatively or positively depending on who your association is. So please, every single one of you guys,
take the initiative to find that positive association to get you to the higher level if you wish. Because, like they said earlier, free will.
No.
And here's a tip. Here's a tip how to surround yourself by those five people. Because I went through that journey, and I was like, I'm fucked. But I found a way, and this is how I did it, okay?
Yes.
Those five people that I found was through podcasts. Number one, books, podcasts, and YouTube videos, motivational videos. So it's hard for you, you're surrounded by, you know, zero, and you can't find those five, do what I did. That's what I did.
Be by yourself for a
little
bit.
That's what I did. I found those five through the motherfucking internet. That's what we have now.
Welcome to the 21st century.
Well, hold on. Wait. And now, as I did that, now there's my five. And my six, eight. My seven,
eight.
And I'm watching a YouTube video. I'm pointing at these two. This is six, seven,
eight.
And every previous person I had before on the podcast is 8, 9, 10,
eight.
11, 12.
That's right.
That's how you get. That's how you grow.
Right. So, and I love that. I love that actually because, you know, we are unique, every single one of us,
absolutely.
And we all need help.
Yeah.
You know, so,
yeah.
Whether you think you're alone or not, you always need help.
But you're never alone.
And do your homework.
Oh, one more
thing. That's what Hen did. Hen did his homework.
But one more thing about the five people. And no disrespect to any of my loved ones and the homies.
Correct.
I love them all to death.
Correct.
Because you got to remember where you came from.
Right.
And that's the one thing that I always cherish. I will always remember where I came from because my goal is to hopefully share what I know. And when it's time for them, that they reach that tipping point,
yes.
Then they'll be like, okay, damn.
Yeah.
I love that what Hen's doing. Let me just, you know, and then we can communicate. So I just wanted to share that.
Right, that spark, correct?
That spark.
But, you know, also the spark of interest. And just to say that with all of us.
Hold on. That's DJ OMG in the back.
That's DJ OMG in the back. This is my brother. He has done so much with the funeral and so much more. And I'm elated and happy to have this group of people together to make something happen. Guinea, if you want to say something, please do.
First of all, I would like to shout out Sous Chef Guinea Tuwala and Master Chef Hen Dog.
We put it down in the kitchen.
Hey,
that was one heck of a spectacular menu he put up, and I can't express how much I love and appreciate the man that's here with us that has gathered all of the technology for us to have this podcast.
Word up.
So,
absolutely.
You know, sometimes I forget that, you know, we're all here because of a funeral and we're celebrating, but just to acknowledge all the people that were here, it's amazing.
First of all, to acknowledge, we're here celebrating the life of Grandpa's. So first of all, to acknowledge him. You know, that's what made this all happen.
Yeah.
And a lot of you viewers and listeners can relate when you guys get together in similar situations. You know, with that being said, you know, damn, man, this is we can go on for hours and hours.
Yeah,
but keep going.
Go ahead, because we can go on for hours. Are you kidding me?
No,
I can run that.
We're on an hour, but
I can run
this is
all
a mobile set, so it's on batteries. Okay. It's on batteries, but if we're gonna juice it up, plug it in, recharge it, and then we can do another one.
Absolutely.
So, but go ahead, Mickey.
So, earlier I was talking about self-awareness. Now, I really want you to be really self-aware of the fact of, you know what, if you're happy with working at your 9-to-5, then by all means.
Right.
There's people who are making 8 figures and they're happy, and then in the end they're not because they never get to see their family. Or you
right.
have people who are making, you know, 4 figures and they get to see their family every single day and they're a part of the family every single day. Be very aware of the outside information you're getting in to create whatever vision you want. Be very self-aware.
Absolutely.
If you want to talk about plugging in to people who have done it, honestly,
The red cup.
And at this point, just want to thank all of the listeners and followers for being here with us. And you know what? There's gonna be plenty more podcasts to come. And just thank you so much, Mickey, for hopping on the podcast. And thank you, Hen Dog, for just making it all possible and coming all the way from Washington to Long Beach, and even making time to do a podcast is just amazing. This guy is amazing. You know, my cousin right here, Mickey, is just phenomenal in every single way. And you know, expect her to be at the top. Expect her to be at the top. This is.
I'm gonna pave the way for everyone.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna pave the way for everyone.
And you know, at this point, we're just gonna conclude the broadcast.
End it off, man. Sign out. I'm gonna have my man Polo, because you know, we started from day one. Ended off with the viewers with the health tip, and then yeah, man, and just you know, get Mickey's information, and then we'll put all that on the show notes, because I gotta, you know, I'm gonna do some things, my boy Tyler right here.
You guys, please, you know, check in for next week for the next podcast, and we would just love to have you guys on. Any questions or comments that you guys would love to leave, please do, because you know, we can talk about it in future podcasts to come. But at this point, I'm Paulo.
Hey, this is Mickey, and I want you to become your own hero.
And I'm DJ Hen Henry Willie. We love you guys. Tofa soy fua. Manuel po. Because it's nighttime. That means have a good night. Until the next podcast. Growing some more. We out.
Love y'all. We out. Love you guys.
Hey, wait, hold on.
Samoa. How do we do it? How do we take a
picture? No, just go like this.
Hey.
Look at the camera up there.
Samoa.
Hey. We love you guys.
I got you.